Captain Talent Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. A lot of new people on tonight's call. I want to thank you for joining. It looks like the call is absolutely filling up. A lot of longtime listeners on the call tonight. Thank you very much for your patronage. We will be delivering some great content tonight. Also back-to-back in the next couple weeks, the next couple Tuesdays, a couple of great guests. On January 31st, a very good friend of mine, Shelley Weiner McGuire. Shelley and I go back to 1981 when I was in the restaurant industry. Shelley was a cocktail waitress at restaurants that I frequented, and she and I have known each other a long time. Shelley went on to produce a multiple businesses, invented a product that was on QVC in the Home Shopping Channel for 9 years, and now is receiving royalties from her products for network marketing and direct sales company. She's a top-tier product developer who went from cocktail waitress to multi-millionaire. Shelley will be my call next Tuesday, January 31st. And then on February 7th, I will have Scott Burnett as my guest. Scott is an exceptional entrepreneur who specializes in assisting entrepreneurs to understand how to structure their business from the comforts of their home, also in their traditional business. Scott is an attorney and a very, very skilled business professional. He will be my guest on February 7th. And then throughout the course of the springtime, 2017 is a nice ring to it. I will continue to bring some great guests to you. Now, on April 15th, I'm very proud to announce, as we get closer and closer to the event, I want to thank Sandy DiOrio, who is a first-class woman who found the location for me in the Meadowlands, New Jersey Hilton Hotel, Saturday, April 15th, 9 to 4. Alexis Romano, myself, and Dr. Joe Dispenza will be sharing the stage. Now, for those of you who got to see Dr. Joe last March for a one-day event, and many of you have gone on to some of his advanced events, you know the power of his content and what he delivers. For those of you who have not had the opportunity to see his content, I interviewed him this last October. You can find that interview on Archive Calls and on Podomatic. You can find Archive Calls on my website, goldenmastermind.com. We still have tickets left for the event. Tickets are absolutely being purchased daily. This Saturday, I will be in New Orleans, Louisiana, and what an event this will be. I want to thank my good friend Zach DeRocher, whose idea it was to bring me to beautiful New Orleans, Louisiana. I have not been there in multiple years. There's going to be some great attendees at the event. It'll be intimate, and if you're in the area, in the south central section of the United States, New Orleans, Louisiana, this will absolutely be a game-changing event for you. I had the privilege this past Saturday to be in Marina Del Rey with C.G. Siddons, Tara Romano, Brittany Cara, and Marissa Campbell. What an all-star lineup of attendees and contributors to that event. You never know who shows up at the More Heart Than Talent events. That is this Saturday, the 28th. Next Saturday, I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on February 4th. A lot of longtime great friends and clients attend that event. I want to thank my good friend Joe DiBianca, who is my host with the most for that event. February 11th, I'll be in La Jolla, California, one of the beautiful places to host an event in the United States with C.G. Siddons. C.G. delivered great content this last Saturday. February 25th, I'll be in Weehawken, New Jersey. March 4th, Norwalk, Connecticut. March 11th, Minneapolis for the first time. Baltimore, Maryland, March 18th. I want to thank Madeline Brown and Marianne Snyder for putting that event together for me. And March 25th, Long Island, New York. Those are a few of the events coming up around the corner. Not to be forgotten will be May 6th. I know Kaylin Hobbs is on the call tonight, and Kaylin will be hosting her first event ever with me May 6th at the Kansas City International Airport, one of my hometowns, at the Hilton. About 100 years ago, I used to actually wait tables at a restaurant in that hotel called the Kona Kai. Now, for those of you who are old enough to remember that chain of restaurants, they sold fog cutters, rum punches. Those were the kind of drinks that came in big bowls, long straws, and a couple of those drinks, and baby, you were hammered. I used to be a waiter in that, and I wore one of those tiki uniforms. That, I swear, that was 100 years ago. I think that was 1978. So a little history of my early endeavors. With that, we're going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. I love doing this call each and every Tuesday night, and especially the content that I deliver so that you can receive the content and then produce. Two of my favorite words are commit, produce, followed closely by results, and then really understanding what is required to be an entrepreneur. I love to also say that word, entrepreneur. Free enterprise, creating and attracting what the free market will bear, where there are no limitations. So your intellectual property, through your business models, through direct sales network marketing, through real estate investing, through your intellectual property, through your online marketing endeavors, through traditional businesses, through any multitude of ways that you can create income in free enterprise by delivering value and service and then being able to reap the benefits of free enterprise business ownership. But for that to happen, a set of situations and circumstances, skills, habits, and mindset of whatever particular vocation that you choose to create your free enterprise business, you must master your emotions so you can master the skills, habits, and mindset. And your energy will be a direct reflection of who and what you attract. Now, we are all energy and energetic beings. The more you learn to relax and be present, be in your body, live in the now, the more you know, K-N-O-W, the more you trust, the more you feel, the more you live in your innovation and your creativity, and the more you learn the skills of being self-sufficient, self-reliant, and independent rather than codependent, you will start to begin to enhance the law of averages of being able to attract to your reality the people and situations that you require to foster your ideas in free enterprise. Now, for those of you who are committed, you're serious, you've moved beyond interest stage, you're in it to win it, you're here to play the game of your life, you're willing to do what is required. When we say things like doing whatever it takes, well, it's required that you understand what is required of you. So whatever it takes is a nebulous term, but once you start to really understand what is required of you to be and stay in business, so that when you have an EIN number, an employee identification number, and Scott Burnett will really assist you to understand that, what does that mean to own a corporation? Why is it important for you to be and stay in free enterprise? How do I attract the clients that I require to be in business? By not only raising your energy, but really understanding that attraction is consciousness. Consciousness is awareness. Now, you're going to attract from two situations. You'll either attract from your anxiety or you'll attract from your awareness. And the more aware you become, awareness meaning your peripheral vision, your sense of eyesight, mindsight, your ability to see a situation for what it is, your ability to hear what's meant, not what's said, your ability to let people go easily and effortlessly, your ability to avoid conflict, your ability to also confront diplomatically, confronting yourself, understanding that confrontation has a different connotation than most people perceive confrontation. You're able to confront the issue, confront yourself, confront your prospects, teammates in a very diplomatic forum so you can create win-win situations so you can live in less conflict and more contribution. And the more you come from service and value, you will begin to attract to your reality the people and situations that will foster some of your ideas. When you're able to turn ideas into results, ideas into prosperity, ideas into reciprocity, ideas into leads, ideas into systems, as you become the leader that people are looking for, as you allow yourself and give yourself permission to be lovable, good enough, and capable, you start to raise your energy. But when you live in a very low vibrational emotional state called anxiety, fear, and doubt, it inhibits your ability to be able to attract the people who have the influence and the affluence. It inhibits your ability to be able to lead and or mentor someone. So if your story talks you out of your dreams, then perhaps you ought to change your story. Unfortunately, many people stay in control of their control, attempting to control outcomes that haven't happened. That kind of control is overwhelming and exhausting. That kind of control leads to anxiety. That kind of control also leads to depression, anxiety, and typically medication. Your brain will constantly create a placebo effect based on how you feel. So if you feel overwhelmed, if you feel low energy, if you feel uncertain, if you feel in disbelief, if you doubt the process, if you're not sure if you can pull it off, if you worry about offending people, if you focus on getting in trouble, don't want to make mistakes, then you're delivering a very low energy of mixed message of anxiety, which would be anger, hate, guilt, resentment, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. When you transmute your feelings from that type of energy, you'll attract to your reality people that will fulfill your feelings that lead to disappointment. How do I raise my awareness? How do I raise my energy? How do I raise my vibration? You do it by one feeling, one moment at a time. There are many healing modalities, exercise modalities that can allow you to be present. But you don't have to exercise to be present. You don't require a coach to be present. You don't require a law of attraction coach. You require being present. That's what it means. It means being present. Being present is not a how do I state. It's an I am state, where you're able to separate your feelings from past regrets and future anxieties. When you're here and you're now, your energy begins to shift. It changes. The old term in the 70s, 80s, and 90s was paradigm. Paradigm means philosophy, as you begin to change your philosophy so that you no longer live in broke thoughts. You no longer live in scarcity. You no longer live in a consciousness that's not conducive to being able to create reciprocity or prosperity. When you worry, when worry occupies a large percent of your emotional state, you'll attract people and situations to fulfill those feelings. I've had people say to me, I wouldn't know what to do with my time if I didn't worry. I've actually had them repeat that, and many of them will go, wow, that is stupid. It's not actually stupid, it's familiar. And for many people, being worried in an overwhelmed state is their identity. Now, for you to let go of that identity is a very simple situation called letting go. Letting go means separating feelings from events. It's not a how do I state, it's an I am state that you begin to master. As you begin to master your emotions, meaning that you're no longer the mind-body connection, to the events that led to your overwhelmed state, to your addictive state, to your repressed state, to the state that your brain creates a placebo effect that cries out, I require a reward for what I didn't do today. Unfortunately, what many people do is they white knuckle the day. They get to the end of the day so they can relapse. They spend a great deal of their time emotionally overwhelmed in their head, avoiding success and avoiding failure, educating themselves, pontificating, levitating, hesitating, and avoiding is what many people do, so they can get to the end of the evening, or they can get to the nighttime, or they can consume champagne, red wine, food, drugs, compulsive spending, any multitude of situations to create a dull high or a high low. That dopamine cortisol cocktail that gives you that ah, that release feeling that tricks the brain into feeling as you drop down in your lower abdomen that you're actually in bliss. You're not in bliss, you're because you're soon going to be in guilt. Because when the pleasure isn't worth the pain, you'll be able to separate your feelings from the events. But when you continue to seek instant gratification, and it's not results-oriented, and what many people do is they seek instant gratification to avoid succeeding or to avoid failing. It's typically one of the two, oftentimes both. As you have a better understanding of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, you will begin to raise your awareness. Your awareness is your consciousness. Your consciousness means you have your mind sight, your eyesight, your ability to understand, your ability to articulate your feelings. When you're able to create on command, when you're able to sit down in front of a keyboard, you're able to type easily and effortlessly. The words flow together. You're able to create organic content. You're able to attract a following. You're able to create an attractor factor that's conducive to owning and being and staying in business. But when you worry about tomorrow, when you worry about holding success that you don't have, when you worry about avoiding failing, you've already failed before you started. When you're worried about success, you'll avoid success so you don't have to be responsible. Unfortunately, this is what a lot of people do, and they stay in a very low emotionally vibrational state called anxiety. As you begin to understand why you do what you do, you'll do it less. As you understand what's required of you in your business ventures, as you start to understand the skills that you must master, the very first mastery that you master is your emotional state. That means you learn to be and stay present. Anxiety and worry are no longer an identity. Regret is no longer a situation that you continue to perpetuate. You stop looking over your shoulder saying, would've, should've, could've, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. You unequivocally where your feet have you or you wouldn't be there. When you continue to tell yourself, you don't know, I don't know why I do this. When you continue to tell yourself your childhood was a blur, a lot of your life is blocked out, you're living in a repressed, overwhelmed state that will lead to emotional addictions that can lead to physical addictions. As you begin to separate your feelings from the events and you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events. Now people go, what does that actually mean? Mind-body means that your body is running your brain, that you're attracting situations, illnesses, diseases, people and situations to foster your feelings of disappointment. So that means that when you start to create a sinus headache and you understand the mind-body connection to it, then you have a better understanding that that sinus headache is typically about someone close to you that you're giving power. As you're able to let go of the people that get under your skin, you'll no longer have rashes. As you're able to understand what creates diseases and cancers. Now, I am going to say this because this is a medical claim, but I had a client just a few weeks ago let me know that she had a medical challenge, a very serious one. She was very despondent about the situation, but also is a champion when it comes to results. And she committed to understanding cause creates the effect, why this happened, and she committed to a regimen and a routine that with the possibility that she would neutralize this disease. 3 weeks after she informed me of her situation, she went into a doctor, and the doctor apologized to her on 5 different occasions because when she did this checkup, she could no longer find this disease. Now, without me saying that disease, it starts with a C, so you figure this out. Now, this really happened to one of my clients. I mean, I witnessed it. I participated in it. I felt it. I saw it. That means that we all have the power of heal. We have the power to create. We have the power to change. It's not mind over matter. That's a simplistic form. It's really letting go of the control that keeps us creating the diseases we live in. It's letting go of the anxiety that continues to keep our body in an overwhelmed, dis-ease state. It's letting go of the anxiety about events that we hold on to, about our violations, about our traumas, about being an adult child of addicts, about being codependent, about being an over-obligator, under-earner, underachiever, about letting go of the identity that keeps us playing small, feeling small, living in an esteem that's not the kind of esteem that could ever attract the business partners you require to be and stay in business. No matter what business you're in, if you're in a leveraged business, you require the ability to connect and communicate with people. It's a very simple exercise in being able to communicate and connect. It's not difficult. You have to let go of your story that keeps you in a low vibrationally energetic state about being rejected, about bothering someone, about what someone's going to think. I have coached 60,000 hours. That is 6 times the 10,000-hour habit. I've coached over 12,000 clients. A large percent of my day is assisting people understand how financially illiterate they are. assist people to understand how emotionally unevolved they are, how overwhelmed they are. And most importantly, I assist people to understand the stories they tell themselves. A large percent of my clients that are in any type of business that requires sales skills have anxiety about an outcome that hasn't happened. What are my friends going to say? I don't want people to feel like I'm bothering them. I don't want to take up their time. I don't want to get rejected. I don't want them to think I'm trying to sell them something. These are the typical stories that people say to live in a very low level of awareness. For you to raise your awareness, for you to transcend your consciousness, for you to have a quantum leap in your energy, let go. Letting go is a very simple exercise, separating feelings from events. It's the events that shape the feelings. As you address the events, meaning you're no longer connected to them, you're no longer a victim of being victimized. If you've been victimized, it was real. It happened. It might not, it shouldn't have happened, but it did. Don't hold on to it. Separate your feelings from it. It's not a how do I. It's stepping into the body of the person you deserve to be. It's allowing yourself to be the businesswoman and businessman you're capable of. It's having clearly defined goals about an outcome that you're capable of creating. It's about having a vision. It's about having a vision of that future, about like Pete and Wendy Kaufman. I'm going down to New Orleans this weekend. They're going to be attending my event. There's a classic example. I remember meeting Pete over 2 years ago. I remember meeting him at an event in Weehawken, and I remember who he was at that point. I watched him transcend his consciousness. I had the privilege of coaching his wife almost 2 years ago. His wife, Wendy, hired me at an event. In 2 short years, they're living the dream. They're living in the city that they've desired to live in. They've moved across the country. They're living in a situation they want to live in. They're opening up new markets. There are new situations that are happening in the companies you represent. There's never been a better time to be a business owner, an entrepreneur, an author, a speaker, a coach, a woman, a man of influence or affluence. And courage is a quality that never goes out of fashion. There will always be a market for it. So if you seek to change, it should change your feelings. That's the fundamental situations that you begin to change. You must come from a place called trust. You must learn to trust your feelings. Trusting your feelings is an I am state. It's an I know state. Your consciousness will begin to change. Your awareness will begin to change. You'll live in a much more equanimous place. You'll start to create equanimity on command, where there's no separation between you and the outcome. When you can live in that belief, when there's no separation between the outcome, you are the vision. You are the outcome. That's why when you go to a restaurant, someone's backing up as you're pulling in. When you go to a mall, there's a space right there for you. When you go to a situation, there's valet parking waiting for you. You no longer worry about the cost of valet parking because you live in the solution. You stop worrying about an entity that doesn't worry about you, money. How can you attract people with money when you worry about it? Money doesn't worry about you. Let go of your anxiety about little pieces of coins, pieces of paper that have very little value. Let go of your anxiety and stop telling yourself stories about situations that keep you in an emotionally overwhelmed, repressed state, that keeps you emotionally addicted to a set of feelings, that attract the perpetrators, the violators, the people who go off your auto ships, the people who don't produce, the people who tell you they're going to go to the events and don't show up. Stop setting yourself up to be disappointed. Step into your power. That step into your power is not a physical step, it's an emotional step. It's a transcendence of consciousness. It's being able to raise your awareness tonight. It's being able to address an addiction. It's going to bed sober tonight without a relapse. It's living clean daily. It's no longer having cheat days. It's letting go of your anxiety that keeps you overwhelmed. It allows you to step out of your unresolved anger and not be in conflict with people who have a conflict consciousness. It's letting go of being right. It's letting go of proving other people wrong. It's letting go of letting people take advantage of you. It's being the person, the man, the woman that you're capable of being. It's not a how do I. It's not a I don't understand. It's not a I don't know state. It's an I am, I do know. When you live in that situation, your energy begins to change. When you let go, now being detailed is important. Being systematic is important. But when you overwhelm yourself with details that aren't necessary, you're overwhelmed. And unfortunately, that's what many people do. I can't sell this product because I don't have the perfect body. I can't represent this product because it hasn't happened for me. I can't approach people who have money because I have none. When you let go of these stories, your energy changes. First of all, people don't know where you are unless you open your mouth and tell them or telegraph it. And typically most people telegraph where they are in life by the gaps and delays in their communication, by the level of uncertainty, by the word choices that you use. When you use words like need to, kinda, sorta, and guess, when you end sentences with I don't know, when you start a sentence and go down another rabbit hole and don't finish the first sentence because you're overwhelmed and then forget what you meant to say, how you're going to alienate the very people you seek to create. I had a situation just recently. The very person that this person sought to attract me to a reality, but in mid-sentence, she found a way to see if she could alienate me. Unfortunately, that's what many people do to justify not being able to attract the people that they require in their businesses and their companies. If this is you, let go of sabotage. Unfortunately, a large percent of society lives in that emotionally overwhelmed sabotage state, sabotaging themselves, sabotaging their relationships so they can justify being violated and disappointed. When you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that continue to shape and perpetuate your feelings, then you are you and you are free. Action is paramount. Another way that you raise your awareness by being in a results-oriented action state, meaning that your days are filled with action. Not with activity, but with action. Action that leads to a result. Action is paramount. What does that mean? It means that you must be in a relaxed state where you are creating results daily. You don't get paid for time, you get paid for results. When you are results conscious, when you are commitment conscious, when you're able to commit, follow through, when you have daily habits that become a daily routine, then you operate in an emotional state called auto-suggestion. When you've devoted your energy, your time, to the 10,000-hour habit that is required to be and stay successful in your endeavor. 10,000 hours is a mythical number. Could be 3, could be 1, could be 2, could be a few hundred, but what it really means is that you started to develop that inner game skill. You live in an emotional state that's conducive to attracting people who see how attractive your energy is. When your energy becomes attractive, when you transmute your sexual energy, not sexuality, but your sexual energy, as you start to bring that kind of energy into your awareness, as you start to come from charisma, chutzpah, juice, the DNA, the goods, when you become that person that people want to emulate, people want to follow, then organically people start to join your pages. They follow you on LinkedIn. They follow you on Facebook. They follow you on Instagram. You start to create a culture, a following, a tribe. That comes from raising your consciousness. You move from anxiety, doubt, and fear into awareness, joy, bliss, enlightenment. You no longer hold on to grief. You don't hold on to the past. You don't hold on to violations. You don't live in unresolved anger. You don't set yourself up to be disappointed. You set yourself up to be successful. You learn how to systematically ask the questions in a sequence that lead to the outcome you seek. This happens when you raise your awareness, when you no longer tell yourself stories about being rejected or abandoned, when you're no longer anxious and worried about the outcome, and you begin to live in the solution, then you become solution-oriented, solution-conscious, and then there's no getting overwhelmed. Overwhelmed is not a state that you reside in. You don't pay rent in the overwhelmed hotel anymore. You live in a prosperous state called bliss. And in that bliss state, very little tends to affect you. You can adapt and adjust quickly. Your reflexes are much improved. So when someone brings up an objection, you're able to address it easily and effortlessly by asking a question. You don't go into fight or flight. You don't get overwhelmed. You don't relapse. You don't fall back into familiar feelings because you're dedicated to change. You produce and you relax in a relaxed body. You do not perform your best when your back's against the wall. You produce and perform your best in a relaxed emotional state called awareness. And as you begin to live awareness, as you are awareness, you will see your mindset shifts. You see situations differently. Unless you're the lead horse, the view is always going to be the same. That's an old cliche. What does that mean? It means when you're in the back of the pack, it affects your vision. As you move to the front of the horse, as you move to the front of the V as you fly in a formation, as you move to the front, you stop playing small. And that doesn't mean you play large. It means you play to win one day at a time. It means you compete with yourself. You're not comparing yourself to others. You stop saying things to yourself like, I'm not where I should be. You're exactly where you are because of the decisions you created. And if you want to change when you are, then change your decision process. When you're indecisive and not committed, you can't attract the few people who are committed. There is no luck in business. It's not going to happen from happenstance. It's not going to happen because you've been in the business. It's going to happen because you're good, because you're skilled, because you're evolved, because you're conscious. You're going to attract your reality, these people, from your goodness, from your power, from your ability to commit. You're going to attract people because they feel you. You attract people because you're attractive, not in a physical sense, although that can be a component, but you'll attract people to reality from your energy, from what you transmit, from what you transmute. When you're no longer in a mixed message, when you're clear with who you are, you know where you're going. You know that this is your year. You come from a place called bring it on, baby. And when you're prospecting, it's adios, chief. When you can let people go very quickly, easily, and effortlessly without feeling like you might lose something. When you understand the inner game, you can easily and effectively take situations away from people. That's the chess game that you learn to play with your adversary. Your prospect is who you're competing with for your money. Your prospect has your money. Your prospect has the ability to decide and commit, or your prospect has the ability not to decide and commit. And you have to learn to play the inner game of selling. And in the inner game of selling, you must be able to attract to your reality in a law of average qualified buyers. And if you're not attracting them, you're creating them by creating the conversation. Stop overwhelming yourself with leads and learn how to create them. Leads are a way of life. Leads are not a how do I. Leads are I'm creating leads. And you don't go out and talk to people. You have to have a much more systemized approach to creating and having conversations. And that means engagement. The more you understand how to engage, and when you engage with no anxiety and you engage with awareness, you're transcending levels of consciousness. When you emit and transmit that you're comfortable with yourself, that you are self-esteem, that you are capable, that you are lovable, that you're the leader people are looking for, especially when you know you're enough. But when you worry about getting to a destination and trying to keep it, hold it, massage it, control it, you've lost it before you start because you never get to the destination. When you worry about the destination, there is no destination. You live in a place called depravity. You live in a very depraved, emotionally overwhelmed state that you live in that's repressed because you worry about trying to keep something that you haven't held. Success is not to be held. Success is to be experienced. You can't put your hands on the throat of success and hold on to it. So many people attempt to control success. There is no control. Control is an illusion. When you're no longer the mind-body connection, to controlling the control that has you out of control, then there is no control. Then you live in a different emotional commanded state where you are able to bounce back very quickly. You have a set of reflexes that's conducive to adapting and adjusting in any conversation and communication. There's no rejection, there's no abandonment, and there's no anxiety about outcomes that haven't happened because you create your reality. Your reality is a direct reflection of your personality. And when your personality is conducive to engaging with people, when you come from warmth, love, contribution, when you come from commitment, decision, and people feel that about you, they want to be a part of what you're doing. That's magnetic attraction. That's magnetic sponsoring. That's when you come from that place, that's attraction marketing. When you attract your reality frequently, people and situations that there's no conflict, that you can collaborate with, that have influence and affluence, then people begin to show up. I was in an event this Saturday. There was a woman there who brought a few people to the event. There was another one of my clients there that I endorsed and edified who delivered great content. Well, easily and effortlessly, the two come together. That's the way it's supposed to. There was no trying. There was no conflict. There was no objections. There was no rejections. It was in the natural order. That's what equanimity is. That's what one with is. When you live in a one with state, you're living a very high level of emotion. When you're living in a one with state, there's no separation between you and the outcome. That's why the parking space is there for you. When you become skilled at the parking space, you can just as easily become skilled at attracting someone to your reality. When you know that parking space is there, know that that waiter is going to be in there in the restaurant waiting for you to ask them the question. When you know that parking space is there, know that the hostess is there waiting for you to ask them if they're looking for a way to change their life. But when you have anxiety about these outcomes, not only does it inhibit you, not only does it limit you, it overwhelms you, where the brain will then create a placebo effect. You're going to require a dull high, a high-low. You're going to require that heroin and that cocaine, that Ambien, that Adderall. You're going to require that cheesecake and that chocolate. You're going to require that compulsive spend. You're going to have to require that shiny object. You're going to require the situations to give you that dull high, that high-low. That's what the addicted brain craves, is that release. Well, you can create that same release by taking a deep breath, releasing, and letting go. When you're no longer the mind-body connection to the violations and the events that shaped your feelings, when you're no longer connected to the family that you lost your innocence in and you had to become a grown-up, when you're no longer an over-obligator, when you're no longer a compulsive debtor, a compulsive spender, when you're no longer a compulsive underachiever and under-earner, unfortunately, a large percent of society resides in that place. They go to seminar after seminar after seminar, and they hire this coach, and they hire that coach, and they practice the laws of attraction, but they never attract the people they require to build a business because they live in a contradiction. Until you are in alignment with yourself, an alignment with the vision that's conducive to you creating. When you actually believe in the beauty of your dreams, when you actually can see that dream, sense that dream, salivate that dream, instead of salivating about relapsing, salivating about the lifestyle you're going to live. Give yourself permission. Stop telling people what you think they want to hear. So many people have no dreams because they're worried that their dream might upset someone else. I see it every freaking day. 9 out of 10 people tell me what they think I want to hear. They tell society what they think they want to hear so they don't offend someone, so they don't bother someone, so they don't intrude on someone, so they don't put someone else down by living their dream. I've seen people hold themselves back because they're afraid it's going to upset someone in their family. Well, what are they going to think of me? They're going to think I'm greedy. Well, what does that even mean? Living your dream isn't greedy. I've heard people also use the S word, selfish. Well, it's selfish of me to succeed. Well, how's struggling doing for you? What is it like to struggle? For those of you that are noble strugglers, isn't it exhausting? Isn't it exhausting waving the struggler's hit parade, that yellow surrender flag that you keep walking around in society? Hey, everyone, I'm a noble struggler. Anyone want to join me in my low level of consciousness? Hey, I won't offend you. Join me. It's really easy to struggle. You can join me and we'll avoid failing. Unfortunately, that's what a lot of people do. They overwhelm themselves about what hasn't happened. They stay in control of their control in an anxious, overwhelmed state, transmuting a very low level of energy, creating a placebo effect in their brain, a relapse by the end of the day or sometime throughout the day, pleasure for pain, instant gratification, so they can be and stay disappointed. An addict always wants a little more. Addicts love to live in denial. I love to call an addict out and go, what's the payoff? And an addict goes, payoff? There's no payoff. Disappointment is the payoff for most of society. Why would I want to be disappointed, someone will say to me. That's a great question. Why are you? Why do you set yourself up to disappointment by avoiding mastering the skills that will set you free? I mean, this is a simple equation. If you don't master the skills of the vocation, you don't succeed in it. I mean, in a gray world, this becomes a black and white subject. If you don't master the emotional state to attract to your reality, people who have influence and affluence, people who can produce, people who are results conscious, people who are money motivated, people who are health-oriented, people who can commit. If you don't attract a few of these people a year, then you will not have a leveraged business. You will have a hobby. You will be a seminar junkie, relegating yourself and your credit cards to a lot of liability debt when you think that this education is actually going to pay off. Education pays off when you couple it with action. But education without action is a wish. There's a difference between a wish and a dream. A wish is a like to. I'd like to. People tell me every day, I'd like to hire you. I'm going to hire you in the future. They're telling me what they think I want to hear. Adios, chief, because this ain't my first rodeo. I can smell someone who can't commit across the room. I can smell a pathological liar across the room. How can I do that? Because I can hear it in their word choices. I'd really like to hire you, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to get my funds together somewhere around July or maybe August or somewhere in the near nebulous never-never-land futures, but I want you to believe I'm really committed. Well, that kind of energy, people who are aware can see right through you. This is the paradox of success. How can you attract committed people if you're not committed? The answer is you don't. That relegates you to luck. Now, there is a possibility you would get lucky that might foster down to about 1/20th of 1%. Because you are in a leveraged business, you might get in a car wreck, get out of the car, trip into someone's on an oil patch, hit your head in someone's door, the person gets out, feels sorry for you, they have influence and affluence, they join your team and they're a superstar. That could happen. In a very low law of average, you could actually trip into someone, or you can be really skilled and create that circumstance frequently. Now, this always happens to me. I was telling C.G. Siddons this Saturday and Tara Romano this, I have thousands of stories of miraculousness. I once called a 10-cent lead, wrong number, right first name, woman let me know I had the wrong last name, asked her if I had the right woman, she said I like that. I started asking her a series of questions, joined me, year two she made $250,000. I met a woman in a health club. I saw her with a can of weight loss powder in 1995. I asked her if she kept her options open. She rolled her eyes. She had no idea what I've been through. I almost lost my house, almost lost my car. I'm hiding my car. She started telling me way too much information. She let me know she had a 15-year-old son. I asked her if she kept her options open. She listened to a 22-minute call. 2 days later, she handed me $1,300 in one of my favorite denominations, $100 bills. One of my favorite presidents, Ben Franklin, the universal language of love, cash. That woman went on to achieve $250,000 a year in her second year in my team. I have stories filled with miraculousness because I am in the game. I'm a talent scout, a recruiter. You can be the same. It means that you're in awareness, in a level of consciousness. And that doesn't mean you get excited. Oh, my God, I found this person. They know everyone. They own 19 gyms. The whole gym theory. Understand this. Every broke network marketer has gone to a gym. Every broke network marketer has tripped into a gym hoping to find the manager, the owner, and they're going to take on the entire product line. Every one of the gyms is going to get in the product. You're going to be doing clinics in the gym, and you're going to be a millionaire. Now, that occasionally happens. I have seen it happen. But you're going to have a much higher law of average of finding a single woman, a mom, a business owner, an entrepreneur, someone who has some juice, some energy, who's seeking change, someone who's health conscious, wants to improve the quality of their energy, someone who wants to travel, someone who has dreams bigger than their problems. You want to be able to attract to your reality people of like mind, provided you have one. You don't want to be able to attract people as broke as you are. You want to be able to attract people who are prosperous, live in reciprocity, people who have influence and affluence, people who have a database, people who will take action daily, people who dedicate to change, people who produce and are relaxed, people who don't relapse, they don't get overwhelmed. They are being and staying aware. These are the type of people that you attract in a law of average conducive to building and owning a business. Take a look back on 2016. This will tell the story of where you are, where you were, and then where you are today. If you look back on the team you built in 2016, if you reflect on the people that you recruited or you enrolled, the people that joined your influence and your affluence, how many of them actually advanced in their business? That will begin to tell the story. How many of them created a rank advance in a leveraged business? How many of them actually, if they were real estate agents, had a listing? How many of them actually sold a house in the last 90 days of the year? Take a look at the last 90 days of 2016. Take a look at what you created in that last 90 days and ask yourself, what centrifugal force, what is coming forward with you from 2016 into 2017? If you check out, think about it, can't answer the question, then you are overwhelmed. You are not productive. You are taking a walk. You're not running to the success line. You are avoiding success because of the story you tell yourself. And until you let go of your story, until you stop laughing when nothing's funny, when you stop checking out, when you stop saying when you don't say guess in mid-sentence, when you're attentive to your communication style. Another key component in attraction, how can you attract people who are committed when your communication style isn't committed? When you say, I don't know, I guess, kinda, sorta. When you telegraph your uncertainty, you're telegraphing a very low level of anxiety, a very low level of energy. I mean, when someone who's evolved can read right through your low level of self-esteem. When you live in that state, that's not bliss, that's broke. When you live in that kind of state, you're continue to live in a broken, emotionally overwhelmed state based on being an adult child of addicts and still living in codependence, relapsing daily emotionally, wondering why the superstars don't show up in your team. They're not showing up because you're not showing up. They're not showing up because your words create your outcome. Your words are your law. When you continue to speak into existence, the very situation you seek to avoid to be disappointed, then you better change your philosophy. When you have pennies in your pocket, zero in your bank account, you don't understand your mortgage, when you don't understand your student loan. I with three different clients today, I broke down for them what it means to pay off their loan in 2034 or 2039. This is a simple equation. You take the years times 12. The years times 12. If you have 15 years left on a college loan times 12 months, that's the number of months you have to left to pay off the loan. All you have to do is take the loan payment that you're making now times the month, and then you will unequivocally have an outer body experience. When you take the number of months left on your home loan times the payment and you don't understand it, and you see that you owe $170,000, but when you've now taken the Fibonacci theory here into reality of the laws that govern money, and you understand that X number of months, 204 months times a 1600 payment equals over $300,000, and you only owe $170,000, then perhaps you ought to take your enterprise seriously. If you don't get out of debt, you understand debt. You can't overcome debt until you realize that you're in debt. You can't pay off your debt until you realize what is required of you to pay off. You can't liberate yourself from debt until you stop debting. You can't let go of your debt until you have a vehicle that creates profit. Profit neutralizes debt. You also have to system over a long period of time to release yourself from debt. I showed a woman simply how an extra payment of $1,000 a month would eliminate her school loan debt of $60,000 on top of the payment she's already creating. What does that mean? It means that she should rank advance in her company to the equivalent of XYZ star, meaning she starts to make an extra $4,000 a month. Now, any one of you in tonight's call in a full-time business can create an extra part-time income provided that you commit. And that means you let go of being perfect. Other people say, oh, it's not negotiable. Time with my kids at night is not with, oh, I have to watch my show at night. It's not negotiable. When you leave your job and you go to the freaking gym for 2 hours, dude, that's not a business. That's getting in shape. Getting in shape typically doesn't pay you. If you don't have your day planned out to a routine, if you can't be in your business by 4:30, 5:30, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, but if you think you're going to miraculously build a business after you put the kids to bed, you got to freaking wake up, dude. That's delusion. If you think you're going to start your business at 9 o'clock and be free, well, then what most people do is at 9 o'clock they're too tired to really get around to it. But tomorrow is going to be different. It's not going to be different. The energy that you transmit will be the determining factor on who shows up. Theoretically and realistically, you should have your evening planned out before you even get there. You should be organized and detailed. Your exercise routine should be done. What many people go, well, no, I'm going to go to the gym tonight and I'm going to recruit. What does that actually mean? It means typically you watch constantly negative news while you're on the treadmill. You've got your thumb up, you know you what. You're looking around at the wrong situations. You don't ever ask anyone or engage anyone for their phone number. You have a story about approaching people. Approaching, what does that even mean? Stalking? I don't know how to approach people. You don't. You ask them a question in the rules of engagement. And if you're going to go to the gym to create leads, it means you go to the gym, create leads, you go home with leads, and you call leads. You have to get comfortable with the business. But if you're not comfortable with yourself, you can't get comfortable with the business because of the stories you tell yourself. Raising your energy, raising your awareness means you let go of your anxieties. You let go of your stories. You're no longer the mind-body connection to being an adult child of addicts. You're no longer the mind-body connection to being violated. You're no longer the mind-body connection to having low grade point average. You're no longer a slacker. You're no longer a loser. You're no longer someone who comes in last. You're no longer disorganized. You're no longer someone who's late. You begin to step to the plate and be that person you're capable of being. That energy changes and permeates a new different set of emotions. As you start to raise your vibration and raise your emotions and let go of your anxieties, your energy shifts, your energy changes. You become a lot more attractive. People take notice of you. You don't have any more cheat days. The weight that you hold on to begins to fall off. When you no longer control your control, you're not out of control. When you stop worrying about money, well, money already doesn't worry about you, but when you stop worrying about money, it gives you the opportunity to be able to attract the people who don't worry about money. When you're worried about money, overwhelmed about bills, You're not creative enough to find money or create money, which is a key component. People tell me all the time, well, I'd like to hire you when it's perfect. Well, nice going, dude. That ain't how it happens. Well, you know, you don't understand my situation. I do understand. Your situation is your situation. Overcome it. There's a song called Rodeo by Garth Brooks. One of my favorite lines ever written by a songwriter goes like this. He'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play the game. Oh, I so identify that. I have sold off everything I've owned. Well, I wouldn't be willing to do that, because I understand, because you don't have the freaking guts. Unfortunately, that's where a lot of people are. They want to be successful as they waltz to success. Well, it's not quite like that. If you want to be a real estate investor, you're going to have to do some of the things I was doing today. I was looking at water damage to one of my properties. I was assessing it. In a break, I was cleaning up mud. I was understanding what has to be done. I was calling the contractor. I was in the midst of it. This is what owning a business means. You stand the gaff. You do what's required. You put in the time. You put in the energy. You're not concerned with it being perfect. All of a sudden, it's time for bed because you're consumed with productivity. You're consumed with action. Well, that won't have a life. You're right. Listen to Tim McGraw's song, All He Wants Is a Life. Well, if you want a life, you got to earn it. And that's the way it's going to happen. You're going to have to pay the price of success, or you're going to pay the pain of regret. When people ask me what an average day of mine's like, it's like I don't even tell them. It's not even worth me mentioning it to it, because I'll open myself up for criticism. People say things like, oh, you're a workaholic, because all you do is work. No, dude, I own a business. I have obligations. I have the Internal Revenue Service, the state of California, the Franchise Tax Board. 4 different times a year they're called taxes. I owe those 4 different times a year. The piper must get paid. They're called estimated taxes. And when I tell people what I pay, they go, oh, my God. No, it's not oh, my God. It's the percent of what I owe. It's legitimate. It's lawful. It's legal. I owe 3 different entities 4 times a year. Once a month, I have a payroll tax. That's correct. I'm on my payroll. So are 3 other employees that are responsible. I'm responsible for their livelihood, and I couldn't do what I do without them. That's what called owning a business is. The moving parts of success, constantly the wheel has to get greased. You have to be in the midst of it. Bills come in. I pay them every day at 1:00. I have a routine, a system. And when you start to have one of those, then you too will own a business. You'll start. Your energy will shift. Your energy will change. Time moves quickly when you're in the flow of the business and the flow of life. All of a sudden, another year clicks off. I can look back 5.5 years ago and remember when Alexis hired me. I remembered when Tara hired me. I remember when CG hired me. I remember when Jennifer Corliss Trinkner hired me. I remember when Brittany Cara hired me, Marissa Campbell. I remember when Vicky Pollock hired me. I remember when Don Ferrantino hired me. I remember when Joe Alonzo hired me. I remember when Susan Sly hired me back in 2004. I remember when Carolyn Rodriguez hired me. I remember when Chad Wade came to one of my events at Little America in Salt Lake City in 2003, and he bought all of my cassettes back in the day for $4.97. I remember speaking in Memphis, Tennessee in 1997. I remember sitting at a table with Kathy Coover at an event in 1999 when she was a top-tier income earner in the company. I remember when 2 of my busboys from a restaurant called Fanny's were multiple 6-figure income earners monthly in a company called The Tax People. Time flies when you're productive. If you want to live the good life, you will earn it. And not from your sweat equity, but from your ideas, from your habits, from your skills, from your energy, from your sexual transmutation, from the leads you create, from the people you mentor, from the people you develop. When you learn to meet people where they are, when you start to develop your culture, your team, when you can stand the gaff, when you can be that person, when you're willing to do whatever is required and you know it, you understand it, you live it, you breathe it, when you are that person, when you really become that person, people show up, they follow you. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Tuesday, January 31st, with great privilege and pleasure, I will be able to bring to you a top-tier inspirational woman who has owned multiple business ventures, went on to become a multiple seven-figure income earner, a woman who used to cocktail at some of the bars I used to cocktail waitress, at bars I used to frequent back in 1980, 81, 82, Shelley Weiner McGuire. I'm looking forward to having her as my guest, Scott Burnett. I'll have many, many other exceptional first-class entrepreneurs and business owners. Buy your tickets for the Dr. Joe Dispenza event April 15th before they sell out. I'm looking forward to being in New Orleans, Louisiana this Saturday, one of my all-time favorite cities, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Saturday, February 4th with Don Baron Ferrantino. You have a great evening, everyone. Good night, and I'll see you next Tuesday on the call.